Hello and welcome to Famous French, produced by Robert Shepherd. Today's installment will focus on the life of the celebrated fashion designer Coco Chanel. Arguably one of the most influential designers of all time, Chanel was not only a prolific fashion creator, she was credited with liberating women from what became known as the corseted silhouette. Instead, she opened the door to a more casual chic, which became the feminine standard of style post-World War I. Born in Saumur in 1883, Gabrielle Bonheur Chanel was the daughter of the unmarried Eugénie Jeanne Devol, who was known as Jeanne, and worked as a laundry woman in the charity hospital run by the poorhouse Sisters of Providence. Chanel's mother died when she was young, and her father, who worked as a peddler, decided against bringing her up and so enrolled her at an orphanage. It was there that the nuns taught Chanel to sew. Chanel's first career move was becoming a singer. But after moderate success, she called time on her aspirations in order to open a hat shop in 1910. However, during her stint as a singer, she was given the nickname Coco. Some say that the name originates from one of the songs she used to sing. Chanel once said in an interview that it was an abbreviation of Cocotte. Just 8 years after she started her own business, Chanel acquired the whole building where her shop was based, at 31 Rue Cambon, in one of the most fashionable areas of Paris. She also lived there, and her apartment has been left as it was. In 1921, Chanel opened an early version of the fashion boutique featuring clothing, hats, and various accessories. Later, the business expanded into jewelry and fragrances. 2 years later, she became responsible for making the suntan chic. Chanel caught too much sun on a Mediterranean cruise, and the photos of her disembarking in Cannes set a new precedent of beauty. Up until that point, porcelain white skin was considered beautiful. It was during the 1920s when Chanel took her successful business to a new level. She designed the classic little black dress and the now timeless Chanel suit, with its white collarless jacket and well-fitted skirt. Her first perfume, the famous Chanel No. 5, was the first to feature a designer's name. However, that particular fragrance brought Chanel some unforeseen problems. A department store owner named Théophile Bader and businessmen Pierre and Paul Wertheimer invested in the perfume. A deal was signed where the Wertheimers would take in 70% of Chanel No. 5 profits for making the perfume at their factories, with Bader receiving 20%. Chanel agreed to take only 10%. Chanel No. 5 became a massive source of revenue, and Chanel repeatedly sued her business partners to agree to a new deal. If the 1920s were a boon for Chanel, then the 1930s couldn't have been worse. The international economic depression of the 30s hit sales, but it was the outbreak of World War II that led to Chanel closing her business. During the German occupation of France, Chanel was romantically involved with German military officer Hans Günther von Dinklage. When the war ended, Chanel was interrogated by the authorities over her relationship with von Dinklage, but she was not charged as a collaborator. It is thought Chanel's friend, the then British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, intervened. Chanel knew people in high places and counted the Spanish artist Pablo Picasso as a close friend. For a time, she had a relationship with the composer Igor Stravinsky. After some time away from the spotlight at the age of 70, Chanel made a triumphant return to the fashion business. At first, critics were brutal, but the quality of her designs spoke louder. Chanel's influence was so immense that she was the only designer named in Time magazine's list of the 100 most influential people of the 20th century. Coco Chanel died on the 10th of January, 1971, at her apartment in the Hotel Ritz. She never married. Stay tuned to English Waves for more Famous French.